Tonight's Shir Simon Reish Tzadi Tes Se'if Dalad Hey and Vov Se'if Dalad Kishahoya Ochel V'choshcha. Person's eating Shabbos afternoon, Shalshudas time, it gets dark out. Sha'amarnu, so we said, Shein Tzorech L'Hafsik, he does not have to interrupt his meal. Goymer Sudas, so he finishes the meal. Umavarach Birchas Amazin Ala Kois, he'll bench with a glass of wine. And then he'll make Havdalah on the same glass of wine. So I suppose if he has two glasses of wine, he makes Birchas HaMazon with one cup of wine and Havdalah on the second cup of wine. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Aleph. So he finishes his meal and he benches on a kais. This follows the opinion that benching requires a cup of wine. Look back in Kuf Pebez. So he benches on a glass of wine. But he does not taste from the wine until Havdalah is done. Because he doesn't want to make it pogum, because he wants to use the same cup for Havdalah. But if he does have two cups, then one's for benching and one's for Havdalah. Hatam, the reason is, we don't want to do two mitzvahs on one cup. So in the first case, when you only had one cup, you had no choice. And so he'll bench on one cup. And he can drink from the cup. After who koydim havdala, even though it's prior to havdala, the koysh of birchas hamazon shayach l'seuda, because the cup we use for benching is still connected back to the meal. V'kolze l'misha nizer tam l'varach al koys. Now that's for the person who always benches on a cup of wine. Av l'misha mevarach l'fa'amim below koys, but for the person who will bench on occasion without a cup of wine, l'fisha soymich al ha'poiskim shesvir l'hu. He relies on the poskim who hold. The aim, Birchas HaMazon Tuna Kos, that benching does not require a glass of wine. Also, lo lishtos ata meha kos shal Birchas HaMazon koydim havdalah. It will be also for him to drink now from the cup of benching prior to havdalah. Only the person who always benches with the kos can drink before havdalah on the cup of wine from benching. But if he doesn't always bench in a cup of wine, then after Birchas HaMazon, he just puts the cup down, he doesn't drink it till later. V'kaz v'chai od v'chadim writes, the problem of drinking from the cup of benching mashalshudis is only when it's for sure nighttime. But if it's still twilight, maybe day, maybe night, it would seem that he could drink from the cup of benching, even for the person who doesn't always do so. Now the notes get into the question, what do you do about the sherer brachas mashalshudis, where you need a kais for the seven brachas. One of the seven brachas is Bar Pia Goffin. There are a number of different eitzes. He brings from Reb Moshe the Igris that Reb Moshe said that the chasen and kala drink, no one else. Chasen and kala drink, the cup is for them, it's their shara brachas, but there are other shitas. Se'if hey, ta'o v'ochal, koidim shehivdil, if a person made a mistake and ate prior to Havdalah, Yachol ha'avdol achach, he can still make Havdalah afterwards. Mishneh Berurah Sifkaton Tezvav, Tavo achal, he by mistake ate. V'adinim hezid v'achal, the same is true if he on purpose ate. After Avraham b'mezid, even though he did it intentionally and was wrong, mikom alkom tzorech l'havdol achach b'alai, he still has to say Havdalah afterwards. Ela orcha d'mil sanakat, the Shulchan Aruch just brought the normal case, it was a mistake. V'chei ma'asher kasav achach b'sivav, and similarly what we write in Sivav, if he forgot and didn't make Havdalah, the same is true if he intentionally did not make Havdalah. It makes no difference. The halacha is the same, but it's more common when it was an error and a mistake than intentionally not to. Siv Vav. Shochach v'lo hivdil v'matzei Shabbos. A person forgot and never made Havdalah v'matzei Shabbos. Mavdil atzof yom shlishi. He can make Havdalah up until the end of the third day, up until Tuesday evening. For Yesh, some say, that no, he can only make Avdolah on Sunday. He gets one day, Matzei Shabbos and Sunday until Sunday evening. That's it. V'davka barei pi agofen v'amav do ben kodesh l'chol. Now, when you make Avdolah and it's not Matzei Shabbos, you're only going to say the bracha barei pi agofen and the bracha v'amavdu. Al haner u'besamim, but as far as the bracha on a candle and the spices, ein mevarich elo b'motzei Shabbos, that you only say the brachas, you only say those brachas on Matzei Shabbos. V'yesh misha omer, there's another opinion. Tahad the kaimel, that which we hold, ta'am mavdil. If someone ate, he still says Avdolah. Hanimili hecha dehiv de b'leil Matzei Shabbos. That's only when he's going to make Avdolah Matzei Shabbos. Alo hivdil b'leila, but if he doesn't make Avdolah at night, kiven shetam, once he ate, shuv eino mavdil, he doesn't make Avdolah at all. He lost it. He can't make Avdolah anymore. For Iker Kisvar Harishon, the Mar says the Iker is like the first view, that if a person forgot to make Avdolah, he has until Tuesday. Let's stop here, take a look at Mishnah Berurah. So we're going to design Mavda at Sofa Chulu. The first Shita is the Stam. The Stam Shita is, if you didn't make Avdolah Matzei Shabbos, you have until Tuesday. Mavdil at Sofa Chulu, the Kol Eila Hashlosh Yomim Shayachim Oid L'Shabbos Alvar. All 3 days, the first 3 days of the week, are still connected to the previous Shabbos. From that point on, is connected to the next Shabbos. When we come welcome, however, the Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, you should make your Avdol as soon as possible. Don't wait till Tuesday, do it on Sunday. There's reason, makdimim the mitzvahs. We want to do mitzvahs as soon as possible. Not to mention that it's forbidden to eat prior to Avdolah, since he has the ability to make Avdolah. Rikivayger writes in the name of Sefer Lashon Chachamim, the Motzei Yontif ain lehavdol tashlumin. Then on Motzei Yontif, you have to make Avdolah, and if you did not, it's it. It's over. There's no way to make it up. The B'Shabbes Shayach Loimar the Hashlosh Yomim Mishonim Shayachim Od the Shabbos Avar. When it comes to Shabbos, we can say the first 3 days of the week are still connected to the previous Shabbos. Masha ain came the Yontif, but on Yontif, you don't say that. However, B'kivayger does lean to say that the first day after Yontif, Isruchag, you can still say Avdolah, Ayin Shem, look over there, because it's just a hemshech, just like you make Avdolah, Motzei Yontif, that day continues through the next day. So you'll get 1 day to make Avdolah for Yontif. The Sha'atzin Lamed says, take a look in Siman Tov Tzadi Aleph and Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva and Saf Tzadi Aleph brings the Chidor in Birchei Yosef, who addresses this question, if a person did not make Avdolah on Motzei Yontif. And he quotes the Sefer Beis Yehuda, that he can make Avdolah the entire week. The entire week up until next Shabbos. And the Chidor himself says, no, ain't this smoch al kech l'maisa, not to rely on this l'maisa. What's behind this Beis Yehuda? He says, they have a whole week. L'chor, it's only Shabbos you have a limit of 3 days. Because the first 3 days after Shabbos are connected to the previous. Once you get beyond that, you're connected to the next Shabbos. But Avdolah, what's the cutoff? There's no cutoff. The cutoff will be next Shabbos. So he held, you have the whole week to say Avdolah. But Lamaisa, B'kivayger didn't say that. And the Chidor didn't say that. The Chidor said not to rely on it. And B'kivayger says you get 1 day. So Lamaisa will get 1 day. Sifka and Yudzayin. Elokol Yom Rishon. There's a Yesh Oimer. They only get Avdolah for Shabbos on Sunday. To those severe lehu hasvara hana, it doesn't hold to the previous idea that you have the first 3 days connected to Shabbos. Ach b'yom harishon hatamu, but for the first day for Sunday, the reason is that yom holich achar laila shom matzei Shabbos. The day follows the night. Matzei Shabbos can make Avdolah, so that continues up until Sunday evening. Sefkar yuches aval al haner v'chul, but on ner b'samim you only make Matzei Shabbos. The birchas al haor, why do you make a bracha on the flame, Mishum de Matzei Shabbos, who's Mambi Yisob, because Matzei Shabbos is when fire was created, was discovered. Vala Besamim Nami, and the same is true with spice, it's only Matzei Shabbos, Mishum, Kdei Lohoshif Nefesh HaKo'eves, B'Yitzias Neshama Yisera. It's to give a relief to the Neshama, which feels the pain of the Neshama Yisera departing. Because of the Shachma Matzei Shabbos, V'Elech, that doesn't apply after Matzei Shabbos. Sifkan Yotest, Ramah says, La halacha ha'ikr is kisvar harishonah. we go with the first Stam view of the Shulchan Aruch of 3 days. V'hatavayu yesh omim kol, it's going on both yesh omim. The yesh omim that said you only have Sunday, and the yesh omim that said that if you ate, you lost it. Kimik Avdallah. We don't hold like either of those shittas. The Ramah continues with an interesting scenario. The Ramah goes like this. Umisha mis'aneh shlosha yomim u'shlosha leilos. What is a person supposed to do if he's fasting for 3 days and nights following Shabbos? 3 days and nights he's not eating and drinking. Yishma havdolah me'achem. He should hear someone else make havdolah. V'im ein achem etzol. Let's say there's no one else around to make havdolah for him. Yochol ha'avdol b'Shabbos mi be'oid yoim. He should make havdolah on Shabbos when it's still daylight, after plag, when it's still daylight. V'lishtois, and then he could drink. Then he's mekalatanis after that, and he'll fast Matzei Shabbos for the next 3 days straight. Mr. Brewer, Sifkaton Chof, Shlosha Yomim Ushlosha Lilos. He's going to fast 3 days and nights. Ayin Bachroinim Shakos will look in the Chorim who write, to who I didn't, the same halach is really true in Mesana Shnei Yomim Shnei Lilos. He was going to fast 2 days and nights. Vafilo Yomachav Lilos, or 1 day and night. He should hear Avdol from someone else. After Yochel Lekayim Mitzvahs Havdolah Ba'atzmo Achotanas, even though, yes, he could make Havdolah himself when the fast is over, because it's within the 3 day window, Mikomoko Yosef Toiv, Sheyishma, Tzir Shabbos Havdolah Me'achem, it's still better to hear Havdolah Tzir Shabbos from someone else. Tekuvi Avdat L'Shabbos Adar Tfeh, it's always better to bring the Havdolah closer to Shabbos. To us who Iker Mitzvahs Havdolah, that is the Iker Mitzvahs Havdolah. V'adonaka Shlosh Yevim, so why do we say 3 days? Mishum Seif, because we want to get to the last case. That if there's no one else there, we want to say the Chiddush that he can make Havdolah on Shabbos afternoon. If it's a Davka b'shloshim, and that's only if the fast is a 3 day fast. The Yavar Hazman, because the time will elapse. For the Yuchal Lekayim Havdolah Klal, and if he doesn't do this, he can't do Havdolah at all. Masha'in came b'shnei yamim, as opposed to if it was a 2 day fast, 2 days and nights. The Yavar Hazman, he won't miss the window, he won't miss the time. In that case, we'll tell him, better wait until Monday night to make Havdolah than to make Havdolah Shabbos afternoon. Sivkon Chafalv. Yishma Havdolah Me'acher. So the first thing he should do is try to get something Havdolah for him. Or he can make Havdolah himself and let someone else drink. But the Magen Avraham there threw a piece of wood into it, meaning to say he discounted this opinion. The only time you're going to say the bracha and someone else will drink is when they don't know how to make the bracha themselves. But if they can make the bracha themselves, they should make the bracha. So it's better that he should hear from others. But if there are no others, then he'll have to make Havdolah mi'boid yom. He'll make Havdolah Shabbos afternoon, ha'inu achar plag ha'mincha, but it's after plag ha'mincha. V'yispal gam kein marav mikod, he'll daven marav first. U'kudel b'simen reish tzadik gimel, sif gimel, like we learned before in reish tzadik gimel. V'afil ha'chimutu lechov v'lishtos achach, and he could still eat and drink after he's davened and said Havdolah. V'lo aminu, we don't say the kivim, the avdol kvar kivlo v'zatayinus v'osu b'shtir, that once he said Havdolah, so the fast begins, and he can't drink. This type of fast is not an obligation like Tisha B'Av. It's because he made a neder. He made a vow, and the vows go by the way people speak. The way people talk, even if it's Havdolah, it's still daytime. If the sun is up, it's still daytime. And the fast only begins at night. Maybe even Benesh Moshes, when it's a Suffolk Lila, but not before. So the fast doesn't start until it's nighttime, or maybe Benesh Moshes. But the fast doesn't start during the daytime hours, even though it's after Plag, even though he died Marav, even though he made Abdullah. For who adin kesh makabel of tainus shalayla v'yoyim b'shayim echol. The same is true if he's makabel of tainus a night and the following day on any day of the week. Gamkin in chal of chuvas tainus mod yoyim. The fast doesn't begin when it's still daylight. after Kvaris Bal Arvis, even if you daven early Marv. Even if you daven early Marv, the fast doesn't kick in. Sivgon Chav Gimel, Ulakabel Achakach. So the Mos says, he'll daven Marv on Shabbos after Plag, he'll make Havdolo, he'll drink, and he'll cover the fast afterwards. This doesn't mean that you actually accept upon yourself the tainus. He was ready to make a tainus by mincha. Like every tainus, you have to accept it mincha the previous day. If we're discussing a case when he already made a neder earlier to fast the 3 days after Shabbos, right now, there's no need to make a Kabbalah. And the Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean? It means that he accepts in his mind that right now I have to start fasting. So even the languages, he's Makabal Tainus afterwards, it doesn't literally mean Makabal Tainus. Kabbalah is Tainus happened beforehand. What it means is he has to start fasting. So this is a way that he could daven marv and make havdalah, and for that matter, keep eating until shkiyas hachama, till nighttime, until safek hashecha, and then his fast begins.